This is Rob Simbeck for the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management. Today I'm talking with Nick Bolin, E. Bronson Ingram Professor of Finance. Professor Bolin's recent study of hedge funds details the risks investors face in the wake of withdrawal restrictions imposed by many fund managers. Those restrictions are yet another outgrowth of the liquidity crisis accompanying the turmoil in the world's financial markets. In fact, his research was driven in part by real-time changes in the way funds are managed. Professor Bolin, welcome. Can we begin with a look at where your study began?
Sure. Professor Andrew Ang of Columbia approached me a few years ago at a conference with an idea for a research project. He wanted to study the investor's decision to redeem from a hedge fund and to estimate the cost of standard redemption restrictions known as lockups and notice periods.
Now, before we go further, let's take a moment to define the term hedge funds. How are such funds set up, and what might a hedge fund investor look like?
Well, hedge funds are typically private investment partnerships in which the investors are limited partners and the fund manager is a managing partner. The manager usually permits only qualified investors to invest so that the fund can be exempt from most SEC regulation. The definition of a qualified investor is spelled out in SEC law, and it roughly means high net worth individuals and institutions.
Now, can you describe the different types of restrictions that investors face when redeeming from hedge funds?
Well, hedge funds often engage in strategies involving leverage and illiquid securities. And for this reason, the manager needs to limit the ability of investors to redeem from the fund. Otherwise, their withdrawals could disrupt the trading strategy and force the manager to close losing positions before they turn profitable. One type of restriction is the lockup, which means that the investor has to wait a certain period of time, say 1 or 2 years, before requesting a redemption. The other type of restriction is a notice period, which means that the investor has to give the manager advance warning of a redemption request, say about 3 months, before the redemption is actually processed. Now, prior research has shown that investors can benefit from these restrictions by earning relatively high returns in the fund. But this prior research never quantified the cost of the restrictions, so it was unclear whether investors were better off on net. So Andrew and I developed a model for the investors' decision-making, and we used actual hedge fund data to estimate all of the model's parameters. And what we found was that the cost of lockups and notice periods are quite modest, equivalent to a one-time charge of about 1% of the initial investment. In contrast, fund management fees are 1% to 2% per year plus 20% of the fund's profits.
So then in the midst of all this, there was the market turmoil. How did that affect your study?
Well, over the past 3 months or so, many fund managers have exercised their right to suspend redemptions altogether. You see, in addition to the lockup and the notice period, funds often give the manager discretion to suspend redemptions if market conditions make processing redemptions difficult or costly for remaining investors. What this means is that as investors see the value of their funds drop, they are forced to stay in the fund.
Well, so if fund managers take the option to redeem off the table, how does that affect the cost itself to investors?
In our model, we're able to estimate the cost when a manager always takes away the option to redeem when the investor wants to exit. And in that case, it is equivalent to an upfront fee of as much as 10% of the initial investment, perhaps even more, depending on various fund characteristics.
So as the financial turmoil spread, how did the risk of failure change?
Well, clearly, the risk of failure has gone up for many funds. That can be due largely to the leverage that funds use. The investment losses that we see in the stock and bond markets can be magnified several times over for those funds.
So what did you learn about how widespread the liquidity restrictions are? And you spoke about fund managers imposing restrictions. How free are they to do that?
Well, conversations that I've had with industry insiders indicate that the ability of managers to suspend withdrawals is a very common feature of hedge fund partnership agreements. Now, a few years ago, when many hedge funds were returning 20% per year or more, and investors were eager to join, probably few people cared or even knew about these suspension clauses. My hunch is that one of the many repercussions of the financial crisis is that investors will be much more cautious when investing in hedge funds.
So what in the long run should investors take away from this study?
Well, the most direct takeaway from the study is that the discretion of managers to suspend redemptions can represent a significant cost. We estimate that it can be equivalent to an upfront fee of 10% or more of the initial investment. So even in good times, investors must remember to consider all possible outcomes and to take them into account when deciding whether or not to invest.
Thank you, Professor Bolin. Nick Bolin is E. Bronson Ingram Professor of Finance at the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management. For Owen, this is Rob Simbeck.